Hey guys, welcome back. MGM Market Abilities. I'm sipping on some tea this time, not coffee. I have been pretty under the weather the last few days. Just happens around this time of year. If you're listening to this at a random date, it is the middle of December. It's cold, rainy, snowy, and cold. And, you know, you just get sick. Even though I'm pretty sure I blame my mom, and I know she's going to watch this, so mom, I blame you, but it's fine. I survived, so we're all good. Still love you. Anyway, so today, this is going to be a short episode, right? Because it's been a busy week. Been sick. Been busy being sick. And here's the thing. What I came to realize while I was sick, and this is, and I've heard it before. We probably all heard it. Well, not necessarily, but I've realized that if you're not marketing yourself, your product, your business, your service, whatever it is that you do, you're actually doing a disservice. Now, hear me out. I'm going to give you, I don't know, 3 to 5 reasons, something like that, why it's a disservice. It's a disservice because most of the things that we're good at, people need. Especially like, you know, obviously anything medical related, like that's a need, right? And people out there, like if you're like us at Growing Media, where we help people market their products and their businesses and their services, they need help with that. Like that is an absolute need. People want to run their business. They don't want to spend all their time marketing. So that's why we come in. You're doing a disservice because there are people out there that need you. They do. Like they need what you do. And, you know, you're probably thinking, or sometimes maybe you're thinking like, there's someone out there that does it better than me. You might be right. They might do it better than you, but they're not you. And that's such a big indicator. And you need to really consider that because there are a lot of people that I have learned, especially audio from, that they weren't the best. They weren't close to the best. But I learned from them because I had a connection with them, or I liked how they taught. And so that's why, like, you know, going back to school. So go back to school for a second. There are some teachers that would teach a certain subject better than others. And so I just remember in high school, there'd be a teacher or two that I'm like, I just don't like how they teach is awful. And it just doesn't resonate with me. But then the person next to me is killing it. They're getting straight A's. It all makes sense to them. It's coming together very quickly. But then the next semester, next year, whatever it is, I get a new teacher and I got straight A's. And then this person's struggling. And so that's like a big indicator of like the world needs you and your personality and the way that you do things, because not everyone is going to learn from the same person the same way. That's just not how it works, unfortunately, right? But also fortunately, because fortunately that gives you space in the marketplace to make money and grow a business and serve people well, which is a big deal. And that should be the biggest reason why you're starting your business anyway. So not putting yourself out there, not putting money into marketing, not putting money into content to put yourself out there to make people aware of what you do and why you're doing it and how you can help them is a huge mistake. And it's actually selfish. You're being selfish. Like, I'm sorry, it sounds bad, it sounds mean, but if you think about it, you hoarding all of your knowledge and your skills and your abilities and your service and your product, whatever it is, to yourself or to a select group of people is selfish. It is, because there are people out there that need you. And I'll say that a billion times on this episode. This episode may only be like 10 minutes long or whatever, but I'll say it as many times as I need to, because people do need you and you need to lock that into your brain. And the reason I'm saying it so many times is because repetition is the mother of all learning. If you ever learn to play an instrument or learn to do a math problem, the best way to do it is to just do it a bunch of times over until it sticks into your brain. So that's why I'm going to say people need you. T. Okay. The next real reason why you're doing a disservice is because one, you have an opportunity to grow. So, you know, number one is pretty much selfishness, right? Number two is it's an opportunity for you to grow. And I think we live in a very comfortable world at the moment, right? Like, you don't have to do a lot to be okay, which is fine, but everybody wants to be better. Everyone wants to get better. And so putting yourself out there, marketing, is that you're going to have to grow. You're going to put yourself into a position where you have to become better. You have to be better. You have to become a bigger person, you know, metaphorically. And that's awesome, because our growth is basically limitless when it comes to business and personal development and putting yourself out there and learning new skills and doing all this stuff. So whenever you do put yourself out there and you put yourself kind of in the limelight of like, hey, I'm doing this, I'm offering this service, and people come to you and they come to you with a problem that maybe you've never solved. This happens to me quite often, to be honest, because there's a never ending amount of audio consoles and programs that do all sorts of different things. And I have to figure it out on the fly. I actually did it earlier today, a few hours ago. That's something I've never done before, figured it out, and it worked flawlessly and it's great. And so now I know that I can use that. And now that I know that I can use that, it's a great tool to have. Anyways, it puts you in a position to grow and to become better. And then when you become better and become more, you can then be more for your family and your friends and your community, which is awesome, because like, if we can serve people better, then that's a huge win. Because if your focus is only on you and your money, then maybe you shouldn't be in business anyway. Maybe you shouldn't be selling, because really a business is about service. And it's like, how can I help people with what I'm doing? How can I assist people? How can I, how can I make this part of the world better? And then I'd say the last thing that I'm just going to touch on, it's very, very simple, is don't forget about the lasting impact that you have putting content out there. So by actually marketing. So you don't actually realize the people that you touch, because they're not going to come out and tell you. Not, at least not all of them. Like, some people will, of course. Some people are going to comment and send you a DM and be like, oh, this was so great and this is awesome. For example, my business YouTube channel, I get thousands of views on each video. Very awesome. Very cool. Don't care. It's more like, I see these really encouraging comments, but it's like four or five comments, right? But there's thousands of views. And I think for a second, are those people being touched? Like, are they being changed? And they are. They just don't need to say anything. And so it's really, you got to think about your ramifications of the world as a whole, of whenever you're putting yourself out there, whenever you are marketing, whenever you are, whatever you're trying to do or market your product, is you need to actually, even if it's just to make someone laugh for 5 seconds, like maybe you made a funny ad they don't buy, but think about how that made someone's day better. And they're going to remember you or your brand or whatever as making you laugh, and they're going to have a good thought. So then if someone, say you're selling a soap product, but they didn't buy it because they didn't need soap at the time, but someone's like, hey, I need a recommendation for soap, and this is all made up, then they're going to think of you because you made them feel good in your content, in your ad, in your marketing. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, those are the types of things that people don't consider, is that you actually can have a phenomenal impact on the world just through your marketing that has nothing to do with your sales or your view count or your subscriber count, whatever it is. You can actually start changing people's lives just like that. Like, it's super simple. And that's really it. That's all I have to really say for this podcast, because it just came to me this week that like, it's such a disservice to not put yourself out there in what you do, because people need you. People need you specifically. I mean, even if it's only like 1,000 people in the world need you, that's a business. 1,000 customers, that's an awesome business, an incredible business. Most businesses don't have 1,000 customers. I mean, think about that. They don't, because a lot of businesses don't even need that many. But I bet you there's at least 1,000 people that need what you do and that will buy from you because they resonate with you. They connect with you, specifically you. So put yourself out there. Okay. And speaking of which, if you guys like this podcast, please subscribe. We have no other agenda other than to serve you and to help you with your marketing or just encourage you like this podcast. Even though it seemed negative, I'm really just trying to push you out there and make you think, get you out of your own head. Because I think often nowadays we're stuck in our own head, we're on our phones, and we're just like thinking about the next thing that we have to deal with. But if you really take the focus off of yourself and put it on the people that you can serve, you can kind of go, okay, how can I serve these people better? Big mindset change, and can actually have a huge ramification on your business. You can think more clearly about how to help, and if you can help people better, you can charge more. And you can charge more, you can live a better life financially, right? Which is a big deal. We all want that. So yeah, please subscribe to the channel. Please like, leave us a comment on the YouTube channel. We love to see your comments, or send us a DM on Instagram or Facebook. We would love to hear from you guys. If there's any topics, if there's any guests that you want us to do, I would absolutely love to help you guys with that. Get you on the podcast or get this person on the podcast. It would just be a great time. We like to have fun here, which you have probably seen already. But I just encourage you guys to put yourself out there because people need you. I don't know. Did I say that enough? People need you. Yeah. Anyways, we'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.